This is VOA News, reporting by remote. I'm Joe Ramsey. U.S. President Joe Biden told a private fundraiser Thursday night that Russian President Vladimir Putin's threat to use nuclear weapons in Ukraine has brought the world closer to Armageddon than at any time since the Cold War Cuban Missile Crisis in 1962. Putin celebrated his 70th birthday Friday, and with his seven-month invasion unraveling, public events appeared sparse, a contrast to just a week ago when he staged a huge concert on Red Square to proclaim the annexation of nearly a fifth of Ukrainian land. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky said Kyiv's forces were swiftly recapturing more territory, including more than 500 square kilometers in the south, where they burst through a second major front this week. Officials in Europe have praised the awarding of this year's Nobel Peace Prize to activists standing up for human rights and democracy in Russia, Belarus, and Ukraine, but authorities in Belarus are scorning the move. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports.
Staff at the Ukrainian Center for Civil Liberties expressed their joy after being awarded the Nobel Peace Prize. Volodymyr Yavorsky, a researcher there, says the team have kept working during the period of turmoil in his country.
We did a lot of work against the war, against crimes against humanity, and against human rights violation in our country.
While Tatiana Glushkova, from another of the three winners, the Memorial Human Rights Defense Center, says that she hopes the award has an effect on Russians.
It is important for the world. It is important for people in Russia.
The activists all stress the importance of democracy and human rights. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
This is VOA News. The United Nations reports little progress has been made in efforts to reform the Philippines' anti-drug policy, which has claimed the lives of thousands of people and bring justice to the victims of human rights violations and abuses. Lisa Schlein reports for VOA from Geneva.
The UN Human Rights Office signed a technical cooperation agreement in 2020 with the Philippines in hopes of blunting the brutal impact of the government's anti-drug operations. Unfortunately, the stated aim of protecting and promoting human rights in the country has largely failed. Acting High Commissioner for Human Rights Nada Al-Nashif says the Philippines government has taken some steps to pursue accountability for human rights violations and abuses. However, she notes access to justice remains elusive for victims.
Victims' willingness to engage was also hampered by inadequate support and protection and fear of reprisals. While official figures reflect a decrease in killings in the context of anti-drug operations, the office continues to receive allegations of unlawful killings and other human rights violations by members of the Philippine National Police.
In response, Secretary of Justice of the Philippines, Jesus Crispin Remula, assured the acting high commissioner that his government was undertaking transformational reforms of its justice and law enforcement sectors. He said the new president is tackling illegal drugs by focusing on apprehending and punishing the criminal masterminds, not small-scale users on the street. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
The nuclear-powered U.S. aircraft carrier U.S. Ronald Reagan has begun a new round of naval drills with South Korean warships. The two-day training that began Friday came a day after North Korea fired two ballistic missiles toward the sea and flew 12 warplanes near the border in an escalation of its weapons test. The Reagan and its battle group returned to the waters near the Korean Peninsula after North Korea earlier this week launched a nuclear-capable missile over Japan in response to the carrier group's earlier training with South Korean Navy ships. Recapping our top story, U.S. President Joe Biden told a private fundraiser Thursday night that Russian President Vladimir Putin's threat to use nuclear weapons in Ukraine has brought the world closer to Armageddon than at any time since the Cold War Cuban Missile Crisis in 1962. Meanwhile, Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky said Kyiv's forces were swiftly recapturing more territory, including more than 500 square kilometers in the south. Reporting by remote, I'm Joe Ramsey, VOA News.